Testing,
Mr. Weathers, is there
one,
anything you
two,
have some
three.
scheduled call or to
Testing,
warn?
one, two, three. Pittsburgh Section, National Council of Jewish Women, Oral History Project 2. My name is Debbie Valens. I am the note taker. I am here with
Shulamit Bestaki, the interviewer.
And we are here with Mr. Mayor Parker of, please give your address.
4614 Fifth Avenue, apartment 624, Pittsburgh, PA 15213.
And today is October 30th, 1994.
Mr. Parker, we're very pleased to come here to interview you. It's our pleasure to be here. And I was wondering, Mr. Parker, if you can tell us about your family, about your immediate family.
My immediate family, I have one son. He's located over in the West Coast, and he's associated with the medical department of the University of California in San Diego, in La Jolla. My wife passed away in 1980, and I live alone.
Can you tell us something about your siblings, your brothers, your sisters, any in your very immediate your family?
Yes. I'm the last of five children. My sister was the oldest, then Hyman, my sister Ida.
Can you tell us when you were born and what they were born?
Okay. I was born on August the 21st, 1907.
Where?
Here in Pittsburgh.
I see.
I'm the first of the generation. All of my siblings were born in the old country, in Vilna, in Bialystok. Dad came over first around 1904, 1905, and then he earned enough money to bring the rest of the family over. And my mother brought over four children.
I see.
And I was born here on Reed Street in the Hill District.
I see. Do you remember when your siblings were born?
Yes, I have that. I have that information. The oldest was born in 1890. The next one was born in 1895. The next one was born in 1900. The next one was born in 1903, and I was born in 1907.
I see. How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had one sister, she was the oldest, and the rest of them were boys.
I see. Can you tell us what did your father do?
Yes. My father was a construction man. He was a general contractor. Whenever he came over with his brother, Israel Parker, they both decided to come over because they were going to be drafted into the Russian army, and whenever they came back from their first tour of duty, they married, they had their families, and then whenever the Russian government was going to have the Russian Japanese war, they called them in again. They decided, well, we already have four children, and the other, my uncle had something like six children, and so they decided that enough was enough, that they were going to come to America.
Oh, I see.
And then afterwards bring their family over, which they did.
I see. How many brothers did your father have, do you?
Oh, yeah.
If you remember.
Yes, I can tell you that. Their names?
Yes, please.
Okay. Zorach, Yitzchak Mordechai Shachne, that was my father. Yankel, Libby, Esther, and Yisrael.
I see. What about your mother? How many siblings did she have?
My mother, Olive Shalom, she was the first one, Krusha, Yete, Frume, Teme, and Yitzhak.
I see. So your father?
Krusha, K-R-O-S-H-E, I believe.
I see. So your father continued with his, did he continue with his construction?
They opened up a small construction company because they were raised up in a construction family in the old country.
My
grandparents were carpenters. And whenever Israel and Mordechai, my dad, came over to Pittsburgh, they organized Parker Brothers.
And then afterwards,
each one went his own way, and Dad continued as a general contractor. And all of my siblings got into the construction business because it was in our blood.
I see. Tell me, you were telling us about your grandfather. Do you remember your grandfather?
No, I don't remember my grandfather. He had already passed away whenever I was born here in this country.
Can you tell us what did your mother do?
My mother was a housewife, Olive Shalom, beautiful lady, and she was an integral part of the Jewish community, of the community in the Hill District.
Oh, I see. Okay, can you describe to us your home life, either in Russia as much as you remember, or here in your early years in America?
I hope I never forget. It was the typical Jewish family life. We were all around the kitchen table. Mother, of course, was the prime factor of the entire family. I'm at a loss for words.
It was
beautiful. It was beautiful, and to be raised in a family like that.
Do you have memories of any family events like bar mitzvahs or any cultural events in your family?
Yes, I remember some of them, but we had the, I can't describe them too much, because I don't remember the details, but we did go to shul, we had bar mitzvahs in the family. We didn't have bas mitzvahs in those days, we had a typical Jewish Ashkenazi family life.
Did you observe all the holidays?
Yes, we observed all the Jewish holidays, and Dad belonged to the Besyankiv Shul in the Hill District on Townsend on Hazel Street. On Hazel Street, Mother could not walk that far because at that particular time we were living on Grove Street, so she went to a closer shul, and then my dad was a president of the Zionist Institute.
I see.
And that was on Corner Center and Green Street.
Did you live far from the synagogue?
No. No, we lived only two blocks away.
Oh, I see. Were you a regular member of the synagogue, or?
Yes, Dad was a regular member, and I used to go to shul there, and mother used to go to another shul that was close by.
What was the name of the shul that she used to go to, if you remember?
It was way up on Wiley Avenue, all the way. That was when we lived on Ewart Drive. She used to go to this place at the corner, near the corner of Heron and Wiley Avenue, all the way up there. I don't know the name of the shul.
Was the synagogue that you attended, that your family attended, was it a conservative, Orthodox?
Orthodox.
I see.
Orthodox.
Okay. Is there anything you would like to tell us about some confirmation, some special events in the synagogue, unusual events or special events?
Well, as a child, all of that stuff was very retentive, and my eyes were just open and very retentive. And I could see a lot of things, and I observed the manner in which they held their services, which was identical to that in the old country.
Mm-hmm.
I remembered some of the old people who were going there. I remember a lot of my peers when we were all kids, when we went to shul. That particular time, they had a shul almost in every square. And so therefore, whenever it came to holidays, we used to go from one shul to another as a kid,
mm-hmm.
to listen to the choirs and to the cantors and all of that.
Can you share with us some of the feelings you had attending the services in the shuls and observing all the holidays?
I was very observant as to what they did,
mm-hmm.
and the people that were there, and I had great admiration for them, I can't think of it at this very moment.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Well, now we probably would like to ask you about your school years, your elementary and high school.
Oh, yes.
Can you go with us sort of chronologically?
Oh, yeah.
With the name of the school that you went to,
your
teachers.
Oh, yeah. It's a funny thing. You called me Mayor. Mayor is a lovely name. I was born with the name of Mayor. My birth certificate was M-A-E-R. And then whenever I went to Miller School, whenever I started Miller School, the teachers Americanized it, and they called me, and they spelled it M-E-Y-E-R. And that I go by Meyer Parker. Well, I still have a picture of my kindergarten days. I still have it. And some of my friends who became professional people, and a lot of them did, and some of them became prominent in the community, quite a number of them. And in fact, one of them, Sarah Singer, her son is Charles Grodin, the actor, G-R-O-D-I-N, and that was my kindergarten. From kindergarten, I went over to Rose School, because we had moved from there over to Grove Street. Rose School was nearby, and I graduated from there, and from there I went to Fifth Avenue High School. From Fifth Avenue High School, I went to Duquesne University.
Can you tell us a little bit about your friends, and then about your teachers? About your school life in the elementary school. And what was the name of your school that you went to, the elementary school?
The first one was Miller School, because it was located on Miller Street.
Mm-hmm.
The next one was Rose School. It was located on Rose Street.
I see. What was the reason that you went to two schools?
Because we had moved from Clark Street to Grove Street.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore we were closer to Rose School.
Do you remember your teachers? Did you have the...
Yes, I remember.
Can you tell us about
I remember one teacher was Miss Chislett, another one was Miss Cochran. In fact, Miss uh, and and uh, and those were in grade school. And Miss Erskine was the principal. I still remember them quite well because they impressed me very, very much.
What was it that, and what did they impress you?
They impressed me by the discipline under which they kept us and the respect that we had for them, the respect that we had been trained to have and to give to other people and to hold as far as other people were concerned by our family.
What was your favorite subject in school?
My favorite subject in school was, in grade school I don't remember too much, but in high school, believe it or not, it was mathematics and Latin.
I see. Do you still remember any of your elementary school friends? Can you tell us a little bit about
that? Very much. Very, very much.
Can you tell us about that?
Joe Friedman just passed away about a half a year ago. A bunch of the others, the Goldbergs, the Goldberg brothers. In fact, I have a picture of them whenever we graduated.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also had quite a number, not quite a number, of several Negro, very good friends. And what more can I say? We had great respect for each other.
Oh, that's great. You were speaking now about your high school. What was the name of the high school that you went to?
Fifth Avenue High School.
I see.
It's still down there, but it's not as a school. There's a kitchen cabinet company there. Meyer Cohn is it's associated with
what
that.
What was the year that you went to high school?
I graduated from high school in 1925.
I see.
My brother had graduated from there several years prior to that.
I see. What were your favorite subjects in high school?
It was mathematics and Latin. And so that's about it.
Were there any teachers there that really influenced you, if you can tell us in what way?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In mathematics, it seemed to come natural. In Latin, over there, I had a teacher, Mrs. Hamilton, and she was all of about 100 pounds in weight, a short woman, but she had a voice that was of a person of 200 pounds, and she frightened us with her voice over there. She wanted us to be good.
Oh, I see.
And she did. She impressed me very, very much, and it reacted on me.
So while you were going through your educational process, did you also attend, in addition to services, in a religious school?
Yes. I went to Cheder on Crawford Street at the Poyla Zedek. It's been torn down. The Poyla Zedek, they're now on corner Shady and Phillips.
And where was that at the time? On the hill?
That was on Crawford Street.
I see.
Crawford and my Rebbe was Adolf Greenberger.
I see.
And he lived on the premises. And then from there, I went over to the to Rebbe Boruch, over at the two doors away, and he became my Rebbe. He was connected with Rabbi Zivit's congregation.
I see. You described before that you went for services and talked about bar mitzvah. Can you describe us or tell us a little bit about your bar mitzvah?
Okay, my bar mitzvah was held at the Poyla Zedek. And at that particular time, the rabbi was Rabbi Friedman. And the Poyla Zedek was one of the more affluent Orthodox synagogues, and I got along very, very well. made a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe how did it feel for you when you have gone through your bar mitzvah before or afterwards?
We were a family. We held all of the holidays. Mother used to go to Jewish butcher meat markets, and everything was of a Jewish nature, and we observed everything of that particular sort, and that was it.
Okay. Well, we'll change our kind of goal chronologically. Later on, when you finish high school, what happened to you?
Okay. From there, I went over to Duquesne Law School, Duquesne University Law School, and I graduated in 1931, but I did not pass. The state boards.
So
I went into the family construction business.
I see. What did you do in your adolescent kind of? When you were in high school, did you work in your high school years, or?
No, I did not. I did not work for any outsider. I worked for Dad in his construction office.
I see.
But I did not work for anybody else at that particular time.
What did you do for fun when you were in your high school years or in your college years?
Okay. As I mentioned, I went back again to Dad's office, and I stayed there all the time until he retired.
You see, what kind of things did your family do for fun or entertainment?
Not too much.
Did family travel anywhere or?
No. They had the theaters. For entertainment,
mm-hmm.
excuse me, and mother would travel to Philadelphia or to Holyoke, Massachusetts, to visit her sisters. But there was not too much of that.
Mm-hmm. Can you?
And then mother and dad gave a Sefer Torah to the synagogue. And I remember the parade that we had from Grove Street.
What was the year?
Oh, my heaven. It was shortly before 1940.
I see.
Because Judge Weiss had asked Dad to give the Sefer Torah to the government chaplains. They needed Sefer Torahs. And he said, by all means, yes. And then it turned out that the Sefer Torah got lost.
Can you describe for us what was the life for you in the city of Pittsburgh in your younger years?
Well, I formed a lot of life friendships with a lot of the boys who lived up there. The Irene Kaufman settlement was a big factor in our development, in our livelihoods. That was where we met our friends. That was where we learned our culture. That was where we learned what our life's work was going to be. And
you didn't? Did you go to any summer camps, Jewish summer camps?
No, I didn't. No, I never went to Emma Farm or any of the summer camps.
Mm-hmm.
No, I never did.
I see. Were you active in any political organizations or?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't very active in any political organizations. Even while I was in high school or in college, Period.
Let me see. Okay. Can you describe or tell us what did the city of Pittsburgh look like in your younger years physically? How did it look like?
Oh, yes.
The area where you
okay.
grew up.
Okay. In the Hill District, in the community, there were all kinds of ethnic groups, and we all lived near each other. Each one had their own little segregation, but we kept our doors unlocked. We used to play with them, and there was no problems whatsoever. We got along quite well with everybody else, and I remember we used to walk on Wiley Avenue. Wiley and Fullerton, we used to walk down through there in order to go to downtown at all hours, and we were not, it didn't disturb us whatsoever. We never even gave it any thought. That was how safe we felt. And everybody got along very, very well, ethnically, in every respect.
I see.
I miss that.
So things are very different for you today than they were in those years.
It doesn't bother me only whenever I read about it, whenever I hear about it, and it's there. Fortunately, it doesn't hit me personally because I don't go out in the evenings, but I do know it's there. Everybody knows that, unfortunately.
You were telling us before that you went to the law school. Do you remember if any of the professors were influential or made an impact on you? Can you tell us about that?
Yes. We had Duquesne Law School was for the working fellows. We used to have conduct their classes on the bluff after working hours. So therefore, a lot of boys who graduated from there, who went there, wanted to become lawyers in the worst way. And they did. We had several lawyers who became judges. And the men who had a great influence on me was Judge Egan and John McLaughlin. And then there was a professor, Eugene Strasburger, from the pioneering Strasburger family, one day we had a conversation, and this was outside of school, and he says to me, he had some time, he was all, and I told him my name. He says, by the way, was your dad a contractor? And I says, yes. He says, why didn't you tell me that he did work for Strasburger and Joseph over in the north side? They were German hooding.
Uh-huh.
And I says, no, it wasn't necessary. He says, I wish I had known that previously while you were in my class.
I see. Where did you go for your bachelor's degree?
My bachelor's degree I got also from Duquesne University.
What was your degree in?
In economics, Bachelor of Science in Economics.
I see. Was there anybody there who made also some impact on you in your undergraduate degree?
Not as much as they did in law school. I respect them considerably because Duquesne University was a Catholic school, and they took in a lot of Jewish boys. A lot. It made no difference to them, and not only that, they paid whenever we were in a position to pay them.
Oh, I see. I wanted to ask you, did you feel, and as a Jewish person, did you have any problems in the undergraduate program or?
No, none whatsoever.
None whatsoever.
No, none whatsoever. We were treated with great dignity, and we treated them with great dignity.
I see. Were there any extracurricular activity in college that you have attended?
No.
You joined?
No.
Said,
no, I was sort of isolated, quiet in that respect.
So I see. Study was your major effort. Okay. Now we're going to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
About your wife. How did you and your wife meet?
Oh, that's wonderful. While we were going to college, we formed a lot of wonderful life friendships.
Mm-hmm.
Most of my friends are gone now. They passed out of the picture. But we were great friends. So we used to go every summer. We used to go to the JCC camp up at Laurel Camp Mountain. I think it was, I forgot the name of the place. And that was where I met Edith.